Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Ageless Blessings Radio with host Brenda Pierce. Stay tuned for great conversations with authors, healers, and leaders in the personal transformation realm. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's show. Remember that the comments and commentary are that of the participants and not reflective of the Sacred Embers Network and are not meant to diagnose or treat any medical issues. Now let's get on with the show.
Welcome to another edition of Ageless Blessings Radio. I'm Brenda Pierce. I'm the empowered nurse here to triage body, mind, and spirit with our amazing guests who are going to bring bliss to your life, because what we want to do is really empower you to see the possibilities of the beauty of life all around you. So I just want to share that you can connect through to me at Ageless Blessings with Brenda Pierce on Facebook and find out more about bliss, the show, the magazine, and all the great stuff that's coming on through Ageless Blessings, and how we can move you forward to a life of just amazing opportunity. So my really amazing guest today is Sheila Galligan. She's known as the podcast matchmaker, and this episode is all about the power of podcasting and how you too can get your voice and message out into the cosmic conversation. So you can join us here in this amazing studio today. If you want to call in, you can call in 1-646-564-9868 and join in the conversation, ask questions, and just, you know, share your experiences if you're a podcaster as well, and what it has meant to you and to be doing this amazing, work that we do with spreading conversation that means something, that has magic and matter, and get your brand expressed. And before we have Sheila join us in our conversation for tonight, I'm just going to play a message from our sponsor. So hang tight, and we'll see you after this.
Do you experience frequent headaches, sleep disturbances, skin prickling and burning, rashes, transient muscle and joint pain? Do you sit in front of your computer or under fluorescent lights for long periods of time? You could be experiencing electromagnetic sensitivity. Reduce the ravages with PEMF therapy. Just 8 minutes twice daily will calm your body down to healthy resonance and regeneration. Reduce stress and promote well-being. Find out more today by visiting www.pemfconsultant.com. That's www.pemfconsultant.com today.
Yes, PEMF therapy should be in every home. With the ravages of electromagnetic sensitivity all around us today, PEMF therapy is something you can put your plants, your pets, your people that you love, yourself. Just 8 minutes twice a day will do you up to 6 hours of bodily good. So really think about that. So here we are with Sheila Galligan, and Sheila Galligan is an amazing podcast matchmaker, and I'm so thrilled to have you with us today, Sheila. We're going to have a great conversation all about the magic of podcasting, how to do it, what the potentials are, and the magic of getting your message out there in the podcast world. So thank you for being with us this evening.
Well, thank you, Brenda, and for your community for being with us tonight. And I'd love to chit-chat about podcasting.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about you, and what is it about podcasting that really gets your juices going?
Great. Another good question. You know, the thing about me is I started placing people on podcasts because I really was passionate about helping people get the meaning and the message out into the world. As we know, the airwaves are very busy with lots of websites and chatter going on. And I just thought through my training and some of my background, since there's 73 million people, Americans, that listen to podcasts every month, that everybody needs to get out there and get on some shows.
Yeah, 73 million. That's an amazing number, and that's just in the U.S. alone. So when you look at the global community, I know that when I look at the stats from my own podcast and the Sacred Embers Network. You know, we're in Russia, we're in China, we're in Africa, we're in Malaysia, we're, you know, in Europe, we're Canada, Mexico, all over the world. It's a global cosmic conversation that's happening, isn't it?
It sure is, and that's the second reason why I'm into it, because it's global. You know, go big global. You can find people that connect with your products all over the globe.
Exactly, and this is the whole thing, is it is a global marketplace. All you have to do is, you know, social media plays such a big role in this, and we are social media. If we don't put our stuff out there online, nobody knows what we've got, right? We're just like shining a light under a bucket, and nobody can see it.
That's the amazing, amazing part about getting on podcasts. Yes, people can see us.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, this is the thing is, and everybody has an opinion. Everybody has something they can share in the cosmic conversation and, you know, and yet, and create media that matters, which is, you know, devoid of, you know, right now, podcasting is deregulated, right? It's like, you know, it's like the Wild West of broadcasting in that anything goes. But the thing is, so it's a matter of getting good content out there, isn't it?
You know, it's all about content, Brenda, because as we all know, you can put anything out there, but if you build content with a message that resonates with hundreds, if not thousands, millions of people, that's what gets you to the head of the line.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, and the thing is, though, you know, with brick and mortar jobs, you know, very unstable in today's economy, it's really important for people to look at how to be creative and how to be self-sufficient. And one of the ways is by creating good branding and great content and getting it out there. And so I want to talk for just a few minutes. You know, we talked about the global reach, but what is the power of podcasting really when it comes to marketing?
The power of podcasting is, I feel, it's very unique and customized. The biggest power having your unique message is that when you partner up with a podcast host, such as what we're doing right now, I'm being exclusively introduced to Brenda's world. And, you know, that's like a firm handshake. So to me, that builds instant credibility and reliability and authority, right, just as one podcast. So that's the biggest advantage, I feel, to the power of podcasting.
Wow, and that's just our cosmic conversation right here, right now. But the thing is, though, when you do a podcast, there's so many applications you can do with it. Once you get that MP3, I'd love for you to share, what is the potential of that one MP3 recording, you know, in terms of making a greater reach even farther?
You know, too, there's a lot of things about that, Brenda. You know, it's your footprint. You know, your footprint can just be expanded all over. And yes, you have that MP3. So just like, you know, any other kind of marketing, it's just kind of one and done. But with the podcast, it's a footprint forever and ever. Someone can find that if it's marketed properly and it goes out through all the channels. You are just golden in knowing that your footprint and your message is out there forever. And I'm sure your market and your podcast have been very successful. So I'm sure you have wonderful examples of how you get your podcast out there for eternity.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's been – what I found is, you know, you have to be a willing student of this and just be happy to explore, because, like, you know, we're doing this here on Blog Talk Radio tonight, and we're – through a group of professionals who've come together to call themselves the Sacred Embers Network. And what we do then is we actually take the RSS feed of the network, and we can actually feed it into other syndications like iTunes and Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio. And I'm sure you have a bunch of other avenues as well that one feed or even just that one podcast can go on and on and on and reach, you know, where you may have hundreds of people in your network or thousands of people in your network, but you can actually get this out there to tens of thousands, if not millions of people with the right syndication, correct?
Absolutely, and that's the beauty of it. That's the power of communication in today's world. It's just that feed. I mean, just think about that. and it's low cost. I mean, you're not paying anything to put anything out, you know. And that's what's so glorious about it is everyone has the opportunity out to get out there. You don't need hundreds and thousands of dollars in a marketing budget or a PR firm to get the word out. You just need to know kind of how to do it and how to have a great interview. And you are out there. Your visibility is skyrocketed, literally.
Absolutely. And the thing is, though, then that link for your show and all that can be used in blogs. It can be used in magazines. It can be used in email marketing. It can just go on and on and on. And I find it is the most cost-effective way of advertising. You know, with social media and the algorithms they use and the amount of, basically finances it takes to hundreds of dollars, if not thousands of dollars of marketing, you can still take advantage of social media from a free perspective of posts and sharing, cross-promotion, and and if you still want to market, you can, but it really is the most cost-effective way of building your brand, building your market, building your tribe, and building excitement over what you're doing. Isn't that what you've been finding as well?
Oh, and that's cool. Yes, and that's what's so exciting is it's unlimitless. The possibilities are unlimited, and some people have a hard time with that, Brenda, because they don't know where the message is going. But most of us are ecstatic about it. Just the whole possibility and like where this interview will go. It's just very exciting for me, and knowing that the possibilities. I've had a couple clients get back to me and say, hey. I'm so happy you put me on, three podcasts. You gave me extra podcasts. I've gotten clients from that. I've gotten additional podcasts. They're getting a TED Talk. Just from being out there, and just the possibilities are limitless.
Yeah. And this is the exciting thing is it can take somebody from zero to skyrocket recognition and, become an influencer online simply by just, people resonating with the message and really forming a connection with you that they would have otherwise not have if they were just reading posts and, staged, videos are great as well. Like, I mean, I even take my MP3 and I can turn it into an MP4 simply by posting graphics along with the audio and post it up on YouTube. Like, I mean, it goes from an audio to a visual, and oftentimes too, you can take visual videos if you're doing Facebook Lives and things like that and switch it back to an audio, and you can still syndicate it out there. Like, people really need to understand the power of podcasting and how it can really, really change your life, change your business, and change just about every aspect of your world. So with what you're doing as a podcast matchmaker, I love that. You are, as you said, getting people on 2, 3, 4 different podcasts and watching their worlds change. So I'd like you to speak a little bit more about your business and in terms of how people can get a hold of you, Sheila, and what they can expect when they connect with you.
Excellent. Well, thanks for the opportunity. I've always, as you can tell, I'm passionate about this. It started out with me interviewing on virtual summits. I'm doing my own. So I've interviewed over 250 people to help them get the word out. And so my passion continues with getting in front of the eight ball or into the eight ball, if you will, in the game and switching to the podcast platform. And people can get a hold of me very simply. I have a Facebook page, Sheila Galligan. You can get to my podcast, Get Booked group and business page right through there. And my website is SheilaGalligan.com. It's SheilaGalligan.com. And I'm pretty casual about it. You can just shoot me an email, see if it works for you. I offer 15-minute complimentary chats to give you ideas and help you how to reach out or hone in your message, which I know is a very important piece in your heart, Brenda, to help people with the message. Once they get on a podcast, you've got that undivided attention, and you really have to hone in on what you're going to say during the podcast as well.
Right. So do you do some coaching to help people to be more effective in their podcasting experience as a guest?
Yes, absolutely. I work with, they have you in particular as a coach. I work with individual coaches to help people, but yes, as part of my service, the intro service, I help you, you know, get prepared, maybe do a couple bullet points. An advantage of a podcast too, it's more conversational, which we are doing now. It's more conversational, more casual. It's not a stuffy interview, if you will. We don't have predetermined questions. It's more of a conversation. So yes, yes, absolutely. I coach my clients on getting, you know, the top 3 points that they'd like to make, and then just really coach them on just going with the flow.
Right. And you do match the client up with the right podcast as well and the right host to basically really shine the light in a very positive sort of way. Like, you wouldn't want somebody who is a feminist on a male rights kind of show. So you really want to really make sure that, you know, that the match is there. And I'm sure that this is the advantage of working with you as a matchmaker, really can get the right combination going, right?
It really is important, Brenda. I mean, anybody, to be honest, you can get on any podcast as people are starting them every day. There's, you know, 60 million people that are avid podcasters. I don't know. There's a huge amount of people starting them every day. However, the successful ones are the ones that you want to be on, such as Brenda's. So, yes, the podcasting skills, I have built relationships with hundreds of podcast hosts. So I kind of have a relationship there. Second of all, I do not pay a podcast host. Neither should anybody, whether you use the service or not. You should not pay a fee to get on a podcast unless that's the premise of it. And then thirdly, yes, it's very important that you listen to them. You need to spend a lot of time on learning about the market, the ideal client, the community of the host, and then listen to some of the hosts' podcasts. I get so many hosts saying, you know, these people pitch us. They get hundreds of pitches a week, if not a month. And most of the people have never listened to the host podcast. They just know it's a top one and they want to get on it.
Yeah.
And it might not even be the ideal client.
Yeah, 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 exactly. You know, there are people who are literary agents as well who are always pitching their clients and their books and things like that. And, mm-hmm. you know, and it is really important to look for the right fit and that, you know, that you do look at a host as a ongoing connection as well because, you know, they're going to be syndicating your podcast, your interview on their websites and their marketing. And if you can create a family kind of environment with the host, you know, when there are other events that come up, like if they host a teleseminar series or a Facebook Live or, you know, online TV or even real TV, you can actually extend your relationship into these other avenues that they're offering as well. Because if they're doing podcasts, oftentimes they're looking to also create, advertising budget. So they can create an ad with you and actually help you to have ongoing syndication through their various other broadcasts as well. So, you know, it's really, really important to really look at this, not just from a one-off or, you know, hey, thank you very much, but let's see where we can go and grow from here, which is really exciting.
Exactly. I think that's the most important right there, Brenda, is the building of the relationships. You know, people, as we know, listen and buy from people they know, like, and trust. And absolutely, it's not a one-off. I've still worked with some people that I interviewed with 10 years ago, and we're circling back. And or whether we can refer people to somebody else, or if it's not a good match, maybe we know somebody else.
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, usually podcasters have other friends who are podcasting. I know I have a great little working relationship with a couple other podcasters, and we share our guests and our experiences with our guests, with each other. And, you know, so if there's a good synergy, you know, chances are you will get referred to other hosts as well, and or you might get the bug also to start your own podcast because there's power in creating that synergy because podcasting in itself creates that brand recognition for the host as well and, you know, is a great marketing tool. So not only is it great and fabulous to be matched up with the right host, but also to look at how you can turn this podcasting opportunity into a business enhancer and, you know, really be out there, be in front of the audience and in front of the curve with the right guests to enhance, because that's what we really want to do, is enhance our message as podcasters. And there's various other ways of doing podcasts as well, right, Sheila? There's the interview, there's the monologue type thing where you're teaching. You know, there's you know, bringing in star power, interviewing the really hot people that are making it out in social media today and in media, on and on and on. Some are, can be instructional, some can be book reviews, some can be movie reviews. They really are as unique as the hosts themselves and really offer an opportunity for people to really get out there and get known where they would otherwise never be, you know, in front of certain groups of people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes. So, you know, so I'm here as my passion is to help teach people how to get their voice, their podcast together, do it professionally, get intros and outros and commercials and graphics and really, really work with the actual podcast format and, you know, how to get syndicated. And as a podcast matchmaker, Sheila really helps you to get out there as a guest into her Rolodex. She has an extensive Rolodex of game changer podcasters out there that are just waiting for you. Because, you know, sometimes as a podcaster myself, you know, it would be nice if somebody would fill my calendar with people. That way then I don't have to go out there and work as hard as I do to make the connections and, you know, invite and everything else. So there is a real magic in working with a matchmaker in helping you to really, really sift through and have different ears and eyes that can help you to really enhance your show with the right guests as well. So, you know, I think it's just fabulous what you do, Sheila.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate your time. And like you said, too, yes, it's great because then you can focus on your genius and service your clients. You're not listening, not that you wouldn't want to, but you're not listening to podcasts. You can, but as time-consuming, and you want to listen to all of them, actually, but we recommend that you listen to ones that you're going to be on. But, yes, it's a time saver for sure.
Absolutely. Like, I've got another show coming up in a couple of weeks, and we're actually going to be having somebody who recently appeared on Dr. Oz. So, you know, when you see people out there in media, you know, they are just a Facebook message away from connecting with you
mm-hmm.
and actually looking at how you can collaborate. Creative collaboration today is the key to success, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, it is. And it's fun. It's entertaining. It's a lifelong skill. We won't get bored with it. And as we all know, we wouldn't be doing podcasts if we didn't like people's stories. You know, it's all about really the story and how you can affect people and how you can help more people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Sheila, you know, this podcast has been just such a joy because we're both celebrating what is near and dear to our heart. You know, podcasting is really, really that opportunity, that golden nugget really out there today to really spread your wings and be a part of that cosmic conversation. So I'd love for you to share again with the audience how they can get a hold of you and, you know, and really help them to get their voice out there.
Absolutely. You can definitely chat with me. No strings attached, and I can give you other references as well. But I have a website that has some information on it at SheilaGalligan.com. It's SheilaGalligan.com. And I have a free gift on my website, like everyone should, and I'm giving away a free ebook that says Learn How to Get Booked. So it just goes through just the high-level overview of how you can do it yourself, you know, how to do it, what to kind of think about. And then, of course, you can chat with me a complimentary 15 minutes on ideas. And if you want to run by your idea or brainstorm or anything, that's my gift to you, just to spread the interest and love of podcasting.
Oh, that is so fabulous. Everybody likes free gifts. So, you know, every day is like a birthday when you look for free gifts. But
yeah.
The thing is, it's the power of the gift that you're giving away is absolutely awesome, because it really does help the beginner to kind of, you know, really get a feel for this world and get their voice out there, which is fabulous. And again, you know, it's really important for people to look at having good social media, having, you know, a good website that is interactive and really can be used as a tool, and, again, share your free gifts, you know, and that can also include your podcast. So your podcast is a gift you give to the world, and, you know, Sheila, it's just absolutely amazing what we've got here cooking, and I really am thrilled to be, you know, aligned with you and connect with you here and see where the magic of podcasting go from here.
Absolutely. I think we'll be a good case study for our services.
Absolutely. So do you have any other points, any salient points that we may not have covered today, or any you know, last messages before we close off?
I would just say, you know, don't be afraid of getting your voice out there. You know, we're our own worst critic. We don't like our voice. If it's a video, we don't like our face or our whatever. It's just be confident and secure that you have a message and you owe the world to get it out there, because there's people looking just for you. There's people looking just for your message. Not everybody. There's enough for everyone to go around. There's somebody looking just for your message and for you. So we owe it to everyone and ourselves to get out there and then see where the possibilities go after that.
Absolutely. Couldn't be better said than if you tried harder, Sheila. It has been absolutely amazing to have this opportunity to share the joy of podcasting, potentials, possibilities, and that, you know, really getting somebody to help you to get your voice out there is really an awesome opportunity for you. So, Sheila, I want to thank you for being on this episode of Ageless Blissings Radio, and all the best always.
All right, thanks, Brenda. We'll keep in touch.
Absolutely. So if you want to respond on Ageless Blissings with Brenda Pierce in regards to this podcast, please feel free to leave a message there. PM me, Brenda Pierce, and I will get right back to you. Also connect with Sheila Galligan. She is as close as your clicker on your mouse and your keyboard. So please know we are real people with real opportunities here to share and spread your message. So thank you very much for being with us, and be blessed. Your message is important. Bye for now.
You have been listening to Ageless Blissings Radio on the Sacred Embers Network. To experience more of Ageless Blissings Radio and Magazine, visit us on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/AgelessBlissings. See you next time for more great conversation, and have a wonderful body, mind, and spirit-filled week.